I'm Carrie Fountain, and this is Just to Say, where we talk to poets about the poems they make and the poems they love.
I mean, it's a matter of life and death. It's absolutely urgent to say, we are here together, and with these words, we want to make change. I'm Jane Miller, and this is May You Always Be the Darling of Fortune. March 10th, and the snow flees like eloping brides into rain. The imperceptible change begins out of an old rage and glistens, chased with its new craving, spring. May your desire always overcome your need, your story that you have to tell, enchanting, mutable, may it fill the world you believe, a sunny view, flowers lunging from the quilt, the sill, the chair, all things fill with you and empty and fill. And hurry, because now that I tire of my studied abandon, counting the days, I'm sad. Yet I trust your absence in all things wholly evident, the rain in the white basin, and I vigilant.
Thank you for reading that poem beautifully. I heard you read this poem at your reading at Malvern Books, which was such a wonderful reading. And you said of this poem that it was a poem that you wrote for your students.
Yes.
So could you say a little bit more about where this poem came from?
Sure. Well, my first job was at Goddard College in Vermont. And it was at that time that I was very frightened of teaching. I was new at it, and I began to teach a class early in the morning called Light. And I had such a wonderful experience that I wrote this poem at that time for my students. And from time to time as a teacher, I have had that same feeling of being greatly inspired and comforted by students. And since I felt that this semester, I wanted to present this poem at the reading for the students I'm working with now.
And those students are at the Michener Center.
Yes, they are.
I feel like it has a quality that not all poems that deal with that teacher-student relationship have, which it's a generous poem.
Well, thank you. It's a
almost
love
like
poem.
A prayer. It is a love poem.
It's a love
yes.
poem.
Yeah. So, can you say more about that?
Well, I think of myself as a love poet, although I would hope it's clear that I have other concerns as well, political concerns and spiritual concerns, aesthetic concerns. But I try to approach all of those concepts from the point of view of tenderness and warmth. So how can I approach a subject that is for a philosopher or for a politician or for a spiritual leader with my lack of training? But just as a layperson, it seems to me one can approach a subject with a kind of compassion and empathy for all of its various points of view. And that seems to me a loving posture, although I can't say that I have such a great track record in my personal life with love. I aspire to give that feeling and to approach any subject in that way, in the hopes that at least even if I fail, I will have been calm toward the other.
You can find Jane Miller's poem, May You Always Be the Darling of Fortune, in her collection, Many Junipers, Heartbeats, from Copper Beach Press. And be sure to check out her new book, Who is Trixie the Trasher and Other Questions, out from Copper Canyon Press, a book we discuss at length on this week's podcast. This is Just to Say is produced at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas. I'm Carrie Fountain. Thanks for listening.